The reason you can run so fast is your legs are shorter and you're closer to the ground.
I'm tall. It's just that everyone else is taller.
From the time he was in grade school, no one messed with David or his best friend, Chunky. When the two boys wrestled, and if David had fought really hard, sometimes Chunky would let him win, but not always. When it came to running, however, no one could keep up with David. Together, the boys made fond childhood memories of playing in the barn, hiding in the hay, making forts in the big piles of animal feed. Soon after David Canaus was born, his father, Levi Canaus, bought some land in Northampton County, Pennsylvania, where he spent his boyhood days on the family farm. Farmland was being sold in 80-acre plots, and it was good bottom land. Levi and a neighbor, Jonah Gottfried, bought one plot together and broke it up into two farms. David grew up with Jonah's only son. Since he was a very large baby when he was born, his father gave him the name Chunky. David's uncle owned another 80-acre plot next to his father's farm. So David and Chunky spent a lot of time playing together with all the cousins of both families. The families were very large, and parents, several children, aunts, uncles, and a grandparent or two lived under one roof. The close-knit family ties gave all the young people in the neighborhood a sure sense of security. The families always got together for holidays and shared a meal. The adults gathered at the adult table, and the kids got their own table in another room. One year, when they were outside celebrating the 4th of July with a big barbecue, a traveling photographer stopped on his way to town. He got all the children together and took a picture, and for 25 cents, each child got a small tintype. A tintype was made by creating a direct positive on a thin sheet of metal coated with a dark lacquer or enamel. One or more hardy, light-weighted, thin tintypes could be carried conveniently in a jacket pocket. They became very popular in the United States during the American Civil War. Although the two boys were the same age, Chunky was 1 month older than David, and they argued about that all the time. They received their education in the township schools and in the woods of Northampton County. Running through the thickets and tall trees, the boys became closer to God's creation. They learned about him on Sunday, and the rest of the week felt his presence under the trees. The entire 80 acres was as well known to them as each other's face. They learned how to hunt and fish and survive in the forest. Together they found the best trout fishing holes in the stream that separated their two properties.
Wow, I got one.
Pull him in.
He's a big one.
Don't pull too hard and break the line.
I got him.
The wild game was plentiful, and the fishing was always good. They gathered mushrooms in the spring, as well as acorns for making chicory in the fall, and traded them in town. In times of coffee shortage or in an economic crisis like the Civil War, chicory root or acorns were ground up and added to the coffee to stretch out the supply. Parsnips were also added occasionally. Even burnt sugar was sold to coffee dealers and coffee house keepers under the name of blackjack. This was a rural farming community, and all the children in the neighborhood went to the same one-room schoolhouse. David and Chunky had many friends from families of different backgrounds. The Indian children from the Delaware tribe that went to the school were younger than David, but the boys taught them many things about surviving alone in the woods. The older boys loved to listen to the younger ones tell stories about their family's life experience as Native Americans. The Delaware Indians were originally known as Lenape, or Lenni Lenape Indians, the name they actually called themselves. The American colonists named them Delaware Indians because their original homelands were along the river. The young braves were from a different clan called the Pili, the Turkey, Tukawista, the Wolf, and Pukawanku, the Turtle. They all had one thing up on David and the other kids. They could speak in more than one tribal language, pretty good English to boot. They were held in great favor amongst the other students in school. Later, these clans would be removed to Oklahoma. The Treaty of Sacsahuaxan with the Indians, otherwise known as William Penn's Treaty or the Great Treaty, is Pennsylvania's most long-standing historical tradition. According to the tradition, soon after William Penn arrived in Pennsylvania in late October of 1682, he met with the Lenni Lenape Indians in the riverside town of Sacsahuaxan, present-day Fishtown. And there, beneath a majestic elm, they exchanged promises of perpetual friendship. In 1857, Granville John Penn donated to the Historical Society of Pennsylvania a belt of wampum, shell beads, depicting two men joining hands. The Lenapes had purportedly presented it to his great-grandfather at the signing of the treaty.